You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is on vacation until tomorrow. Got Calvin Butenhoff on the boards today, as always, and my very special, one of my favorite people in the world, my co-host here for the morning. What's that?
I said likewise.
Aw, Angela Lang. She is the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities, advocate, activist, amazing, fun person to talk to about all things politics and entertainment, which we'll be talking about entertainment at 11:30. So for 11:30, folks, get it in your head. What were you watching this weekend that you're like obsessed with, that you just like you're plowing through? You got to get it to the world and tell people about it. You're going to contact us via text, or you're going to call 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream, or just drop us a text message in the chat. So it's 11:07. Calvin, do you know what time it is?
It is time for something really exciting.
Can you find me, as I'm talking, just like real dramatic music? And you can. I didn't ask you to do this, so I know it's on the spot. But right now, we're going, starting the 11 o'clock installment of Break into Spring, the Text to Win statewide contest. Civic Media's Text to Win contest is today. Starting today, going until the 4th of April, you will have four chances a day to win at I like that. I got a helicopter to jump on. 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 p.m., 4 p.m. each hour. You're going to find, for the next 2 weeks, the Text to Win contest. Daily chances to win Chula Vista getaways, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, and $100 cash, which we are playing for today. You will be entering to win $100 cash. And that means also every single entry you do will will go in to for the grand prize, which is a drawing of a brand new queen size mattress from Verlo Mattress. You're going to download that Civic Media app to play, because you have to have the Civic Media app to do this, folks. Can't just text us. You got to download that app and then text us through the app. You are going to text the following word: rest. R-E-S-T. Rest. That is the word. R-E-S-T. Make sure it's spelled correctly. If it's not spelled correctly, it's not an entry. And then we're going to look at your phone and be like, come on, man, it's rest. R-E-S-T is the word for the Break into Spring Text to Win contest for the 11 o'clock hour. You will have until noon today to enter. And then we'll be giving you another chance at 1 p.m. during Todd Alba's show, which means, Cal, only one thing. You know what that means, right?
It means that all the Matt and Air on Air listeners need to show out so we can take down the Todd Father.
Exactly. The Tower of Todd. Because he always, you know, he always wins. But we always come to, we prepare to fight. So yeah, go ahead, text that number through the Civic Media app. R-E-S-T is the word. I can already feel my smartwatch blowing up because people are getting down on the contest. And we wish you good luck. Next chance to enter will be at 1 p.m. today. Angela.
Yes.
Did you know there is an election coming up on April the 1st?
I think I heard something about it. Something about Elon and trying to buy our Supreme Court.
Well, I guess you heard it right, because, so the candidates in the race are Judge Brad Schimmel of Waukesha and Judge Susan Crawford of Dane County. They're both of Waukesha County and Dane County, respectively. And Brad Schimmel has been running for a year and a half. This is not a dig. He knew he was going to run. He's been running a pretty stealthy campaign, just going out there talking to people, which is important. I give it up for anybody running for office who can make the multi-county journey around talking to people and also working a full-time job.
Yeah.
But it's not until recently that he has been saying some very, I don't want to say controversial things, because they're not, in the sense of like they go along with the Trump way of thinking, because he has said he will be a conduit for the Trump agenda to Wisconsin through the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He is a proponent of the 1849 criminal abortion ban. He has said, quote, there is no flaw in that ban, except for the fact that it was made in the mid-19th century when, you know, I don't even know if they were using anesthesia at that point. But, you know, what do I know? I'm not a doctor. But he's also talked about the fact that the sitting Supreme Court justices right now in Wisconsin may be running their decisions on too much emotion. Angela, I don't know if you know this. Women, very emotional. Very, very emotional.
You know, I love the argument of when people say, well, we can't have a woman president. You know, they're just too emotional. Mm-hmm. They're going to get us into a war. How have all the wars and conflicts started so far?
We don't want to hear that kind of truth, Angela. But the thing is that I believe that a Supreme Court, I believe any judge's race should be as nonpartisan as humanly possible. I know that is impossible at this point. But as probable as it seems, it should be as non-part. But Brad Schimmel has thrown that away. He is campaigning to the right of the right. He is saying things that are, he thinks that the J6 traitors of the insurrection, where they were, you know, doing traitorous things, trying to overthrow our election, he thinks they couldn't have gotten a fair shot. He thinks that Donald Trump is right in doing everything he's doing. And I don't know why. I mean, Angela, I know this is a naive question, but how does that sort of mentality pique your interest as a voter if you're trying to keep Wisconsin a balanced place to live, other than you don't care if it's balanced, you want your way?
Yeah, I mean, and it's a big question. I think like what's frustrating, what I've said before, is that all Wisconsinites, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, should be upset that this out-of-state billionaire who is a member of the Trump administration and is actively shredding the Constitution or taking a chainsaw to it, is trying to buy our state's highest court, knowing that he has a lawsuit that potentially could go in front of it. And I think no, like that shouldn't be partisan, right? Like this is a decision that Wisconsinites ourselves, who are born here, raised here, moved here, raised kids here, all of these things, this is our choice to make, not someone who's a member of the Trump administration. Because their big argument that they love to say is like, well, that's a state issue. Well, you know, that should just be decided by the states, knowing that the states that decide it, usually it goes to the Supreme Court. So you're actually trying to buy that decision basically preemptively and basically having a through line to implement the Trump agenda through our state's highest courts. And like, that is wild to me.
And, you know, we've seen through the last Marquette University poll that came out about some of the things that Wisconsinites agree upon and concern them. Yeah. And when, you know, the question, should abortion be accessible? 60% plus usually are saying yes. Mm-hmm. Should marijuana be legal? 78%, I believe, or more.
It's always high numbers there.
Wisconsinites, the people, not the elected officials, not the judges, nobody who's running a race or has a yard sign. The people of Wisconsin generally have the same ideas on what should be happening in Wisconsin. We should have great schools. We should have access to, you know, when we're the only state that doesn't have some form of legal marijuana. Iowa has a form of legal marijuana, but we don't. When women have to face we had a woman a couple weeks ago who, because of the current state of abortion access here in Wisconsin, went into sepsis. Or do you have to go to another state? All those. We come together and say, no, these should be accessible. We need to make a great state.
Yeah.
Our legislators do not act like that. They think they vote out of interest of the people. And what Brad Schimmel is doing is, in my opinion, even though he has said in a campaign ad that he will listen to the people and vote on these and rule on these topics, I do not believe him for one moment.
No.
He has also said that the people should hold a referendum on abortion. That's not how Wisconsin votes on laws either. And the fact that he doesn't know that, remember that, or he's playing naive or dumb doesn't make me feel confident in his candidacy.
Yeah. I mean, I think also going back to the referendum that's on the ballot, I think a lot of folks see the tactic for what it is, because people are like, well, if it's already a law, why do we need to put it into a constitutional referendum? Mm-hmm. And people know it's a tactic to try and boost turnout for the Supreme Court race. So, you know, Brad Schimmel is using that to his advantage. And I found very interesting, because I watched the debate and asked about the amendment and how they will be voting. Judge Crawford said, you know, listen, this could potentially go in front of the Supreme Court, so I don't feel comfortable answering. But what I will say is that, like, here's my track record of how I feel about the issue. Right. Yeah. So it's like, okay, get it. And Brad Schimmel notably was like, I'm voting yes on this amendment. Hard stop, period.
Yeah.
And it's like, again, you know, she said why she wouldn't say so publicly. And so for him to latch onto that and said, yeah, I'm voting yes for all of these things, like, again, it just felt a little inappropriate for a judicial candidate to talk about potential cases that could have a very real possibility of going in front of them if elected. Or maybe what I heard was Brad Schimmel doesn't think he's going to be elected, so he's going to publicly say his answer because he doesn't have to deal with that conflict.
Well, and that brings a very important thing that I've mentioned many times, because I just want to bring, I want to keep that stage set for total and utter hypocrisy that will happen in the next, yeah, if Brad Schimmel wins.
Yep.
2 years ago, now Justice Janet Protasiewicz said that the maps were rigged and the right lost their minds. They couldn't stop talking about recusal. They couldn't shut up about recusal. She's got to recuse herself because she said that they were rigged. Oh my gosh, she'll never give a clean verdict. She'll never give a clean decision. This is rigged. Susan Crawford has played the game of running for judge. She has said what she needs to say. Brad Schimmel has just basically said exactly what he stands for, what he thinks on all these topics. Do you think he or the GOP, do you think he will recuse himself or the GOP will call for it?
Absolutely.
No, they will not. They'll be like, it's fine. What did he say wrong? He's speaking, yep, his mind. When is it a bad thing in America when you can't speak your mind? So, Jack from Merrimack, I see you on the line. We're going to take your call on the other side of the break. We're going to keep this discussion going with something that Angela brought up earlier in the segment, which is Elon Musk bucks are back in our election. He's back, baby, and he wants to buy a seat on the Supreme Court, just like Trump daddy. All right. Keep your ears here. I don't know what that means. Just keep on listening. Don't go anywhere. We're going to return back with Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air. We'll be returning tomorrow. We got Sweet Kelby on the boards, and we have Angela Lang from Black Leaders Organizing Communities as our guest co-host for the morning. And we are taking your calls, looking at your text messages. And speaking of text messages, the Break into Spring Text to Win contest has begun as of today. You can go ahead and get your phone out. Go to your Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you got to download that. But you're going to go ahead and you're going to text the word REST, R-E-S-T, to us through the Civic Media app. And you're going to enter to win $100 cash this hour. And then at 1 p.m., we'll have another chance for you to win, as well as 4 p.m. today during the Dom Salvia show. But when we last left you, we were talking about Brad Schimmel being very forthright with his opinions during an election for a job that's supposed to be nonpartisan, and just how the tables have kind of turned, of course. It just seems like there's always a double standard when it comes to this matter. When Judge Protasiewicz said, Justice Protasiewicz said that she believed the maps were rigged. You thought GOP Central in Wisconsin had like a gasket blown. They couldn't stop talking about it. But there's no problem with the other side now that Brad Schimmel is speaking extensively on the mm-hmm. issues that may come before the court.
Yep.
And one of the biggest problems with that too is Elon Musk is giving I believe $15 million for this election. And now he's offering $100 to anyone who will pledge to not vote for activist judges who I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, this morning during Pat's show, Alicia Saunders said something to the effect of, "You're right, I will not vote for activist judges. I will vote for Susan Crawford in April." So
absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, we got a couple of calls on the line. Jack from Merrimack, you're on the line. What say you, my friend?
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, that $100 from Musk. Geez, you know, I'm still waiting for my money from George Soros from the three town halls that
yes.
I went to. I'm not so sure I really trust that.
No.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So Musk has put in something like $15 million. You know, he's a billionaire, and billionaires don't become billionaires by just throwing their money around. He's going to expect to get something for it. Now, we get a lot of, but what about ism? What about mm-hmm. George Soros? Well, mm-hmm. just for example, Schimmel has stated clearly and unequivocally he wants to get in to support the Trump-Musk agenda. That he stated that. And yeah. and not only that, what's Musk going to get directly out of this? Well, Musk actually will probably have a case before the court because mm-hmm. he's suing to have his Tesla company be able to directly market cars in Wisconsin without going through a dealership.
Yeah.
That's a case that is likely to come before the court. So, you know, there's a few things here in terms of overt corruption that Schimmel is basically he's espousing. I mean, if he's going to follow the Trump agenda, he clearly is in favor of a bunch of unlawful action, mm-hmm. A bunch of unconstitutional action. This guy's an outrage.
Yeah. I mean, Jack, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. Pat Kreitlow really put it well when he said that, yes, George Soros is giving him money to the election. He gives to a lot of elections. He doesn't have any business before the court. He can do what he wants. Citizens, you might not like it. We might not like big money in elections, but he's able to do that. But he's also not trying to influence a court he might be standing in front of. Also, go on.
Not a member of the Trump administration,
no.
You know, giving press conferences with his kid on his shoulder in the Oval Office. You know what I mean?
And we've called for it over and over, Nangela. Here at Matt and Air on Air, we do the reporting big time. We've called for someone to please send us a picture of the cash, a picture of the check, something that says, yep. George Soros paid yep. me to be here. I will take it in Canadian quarters, I'll believe you. But the thing is, someone on the live stream said Big Jan, which I think you're referring to Justice Janet Protasiewicz. So, you know, let's just be a little bit more respectful than that, was giving out $250 per vote. That's a pretty big accusation to make.
Again, receipts.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to see someone saying I was paid, but you don't, you can't, cause it doesn't happen. Cause you know, that's all you have. You have the old talking points.
How is this all legal? But like also like as we were thinking of like the last caller, it had me think about like the bigger issue that I'm workshopping this, like about the $100 itself. It's like, again, we said earlier, it is not a secret that the eggs are expensive, groceries are expensive, childcare is expensive, and people are seriously struggling, mm-hmm. right? And have all sorts of feels about the billionaire class, and there's like the certain level of class consciousness. And here you are, a billionaire, not only trying to like bribe voters, right? Like put that, I guess, aside, but like you're a billionaire literally throwing out like chump change because you know people are desperate for mm-hmm. it. And that is just another level of like disrespect and like, I think a bigger issue And it feels kind of dystopian. I feel like all of this should just be in one giant Black Mirror episode.
I was also just accused of taking money from George Soros. I have nothing on me right now. So I have a debit card that, you know, it's a nice debit card, but it's not from him. He has not sent me a card in years. When you talk about people feeling the strain, you don't say Democrats, you don't say liberals, you don't say leftists, you don't say anybody who's, it's people. It's people. And it's the people who want to vote for Brad Schimmel and Donald Trump and co-president Elon Musk. Those problems, those are going to trickle down to you. And if you want proof of that, Google Elon Musk, 2 years of pain. He talks about the fact that we're going to be 2 years of pain until this glorious comeback of America, which I still, if I can't get the receipts on what they're doing now with Doge, I doubt that in 2 years we're going to see a glorious comeback for Dear Leader. Sorry, did I say that out loud? Tom, if you can hold on, I will take your call at the other side of the break. But we're going to take a quick one to get some snacks and some water. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. On the other side of the break, we will be talking about the shows and the movies that you're watching this weekend that you want people to know about, specifically the shows. Can you not stop watching? Matt and Air on Air, Civic Media, don't go far. Stay close, you're amazing. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is on vacation right now. We'll be returning Monday. Tuesday. Angela, I give up.
It is a Monday.
Tomorrow she comes back. It's Tuesday. Thank goodness. Come back from vacation on a Tuesday. Just take that Monday off, people. Yeah. I got Calvinator on the board today, and we were talking about Musk Bucks. We were talking about Brad Schimmel, just, you know, saying all of the quiet things loudly, which will be with impunity, by the way. There will be no repercussions whatsoever. Yeah. So Tom from LA has been very, very patient. Tom, what say you?
Hey, Greg. So here's what I would say. I want to give my Wisconsinites a word of advice. And that is, when you go into the voting booth or when you're voting on your ballots, just remember the word Brad Schimmel. It actually tells you who he is. He's a BSer.
There it is.
And the thing is, you need to realize that no matter what he says different things to different crowds, and he is just full of BS.
Yep.
So again, when you look at that ballot, and you see his name, you don't see a BS by Susan Crawford. So vote for Susan Crawford, vote no on the amendment, and vote for Underly. But please just know that when they tell you who they are, when they show you who they are with their actual initials of their name, believe them.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tom. We appreciate hearing from you as always.
Don't vote for BS. That's a whole campaign right there.
Vote for justice. Susan Crawford justice. Just a reminder, folks, the Break into Spring Text to Win contest is on as of today. Goes for the next 2 weeks. The word for the hour, you get to text it until noon, is rest, R-E-S-T. Jill, I saw text from you not spelled correctly. So you want to go back to your phone, try it again. You want to spell it correctly or you don't get an entry. And I want to make sure that everyone gets their fair entry into the contest. You will get another chance at 1 p.m. during Todd Alba's show, and then another chance during Dom Salvia's show at 4 p.m. Four times to win. Today, for this hour, you are playing for $100 cash, and your entry goes for the grand prize, which is a queen bed set from Verlo Mattress. So, yes, Text to Win contest is underway, happening right now. Speaking of Todd Alba, he comes on after us at noon. He will be reviewing the first week of the men's NCAA basketball tourney, which, if you are watching, well, Wisconsin They're going to get some. They're going to get more rest. How about we look at it that way, Angela? They didn't lose. They're going to get the opportunity for more rest.
And what I'll say too, you know, it's we all got to find time to rest wherever we can.
There you go.
You know, there's a bright side of things, but this giveaway, this is a $100 giveaway I can actually get behind.
There you go. There you go.
You know.
They're also going to be talking about the women's hockey, which Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey is undeniably a force to be reckoned with. I'm talking to you, 90s Bulls. And the other news of the weekend. So, keep it locked here after the news at 12 for Todd Alba from 1 to 2. Speaking of rest, that was a great segue, Angela. Great segue. Yesterday I had my first day off. Just nothing to do in 3 weeks. And I sat and did nothing.
Love it.
I mean, only thing I did that would constitute exercise was getting up to grab another slice of pizza. That's the most exercise I did. And we watched a show. It's from Shondaland, Shonda Rhimes, I won't lie. Her shows for me are not like appointment television. I don't get but some of them I like, some of them are fine, whatever. But she put out this new show called The Residence, which is a murder mystery-based TV show in the White House.
I love a good,
And we watched an episode on Saturday, and then we watched the other 9 episodes yesterday. And so that's what I wanted to know about. And the cast is amazing. Uzo Aduba is Detective Cornelia Cupp. You can't find a better name than Detective Cornelia Cupp.
Seriously.
You've got Giancarlo Esposito, Bronson Pinchot. Who else? There was another one in there. Jason Lee, who for me as a 90s kid, fan of Kevin Smith, love that as well. And there was another. Oh, Jane Curtin, Randall Park. The cast is stacked. And it's just a fun murder mystery. If you like After Party on Apple TV Plus, or you like the Knives Out movies, this is great. You're gonna be like, I'll watch an episode or two, and you're like, I forgot to go to the grocery store because you watched the whole thing.
What about
telling me about a show, Angela, that you really enjoyed. What's
I am obsessed with it. It's called Paradise.
Okay.
It's on Hulu. It's got Sterling K. Brown. He is basically, also just, that was reason enough for me to watch, honestly, because I was like, I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is the vibe I'm going to like. But I watched it because of him. So he plays the president's Secret Service detail.
Yeah.
And the president is played by James Marsden, who, speaking of Shondaland, my favorite TV president is Fitzgerald Grant from Scandal.
Yeah.
But James Marsden is playing a real good president. And this is not a spoiler because you learned this in the first episode. The president dies.
Oh, no.
And the last person to see him alive is Sterling K. Brown, his Secret Service. And then you think that that's going to be like the plot of the story. Yes, you're trying to figure out who dies. But the bigger thing there's like a cliffhanger at the end of episode 1. Let's just say where they live is not what it seems.
Okay.
And it's like real intense, real cool, a little dystopian. Yeah. But it's, people talk about episode 7. There's 8 episodes. episode 7 is the episode that people are like, that's the Emmy episode.
All right.
That is the best episode of like television that I've seen in a long time. And I cried. It was intense. I saw Sterling K. Brown's wife do like a live reaction on TikTok as she's like watching it. And she's like crying. It's such a good episode. But it's such a good, like, Sterling K. Brown, he acts his butt off everything that he does. Everyone is like, give him all the things. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness it's renewed for season 2.
Okay.
I don't know when it comes out, but there will be a season 2, which I'm excited about.
There was that movie he did with Jeffrey Wright that came out last year, American Fiction. That was so good.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it was really good.
When you watch the trailer and then tell yourself, try to convince yourself you think you know what it's going to be about. And it takes a right turn. And it's a beautiful story. Folks, what were you watching this weekend? What were you listening to? What were you, movies, TVs, podcasts that you want the world to know about? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 75Civic. That's a call or text or drop something in the live stream. We want to know what you've been, what you've been up to this weekend. Because like I said, I got my first day off in many, many weeks. And when that happens, it is a nothing day. It is going to be on the, and it was raining too. So that even more so. And my dog was just quiet. She just did not, she was like, I understand this vibe. I'm here for it. Let's just relax. So we want to hear from you what you are watching right now. Or I mean, like seriously, like binge watching that you just knocked out in a day. Calvin, you had a show that's really taken a hold for you that you really enjoy. Tell us more about that program and where you can find it.
Yeah, so I've binged and now I'm all caught up on Amazon Prime's animated superhero show, Invincible.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really good. If you know me, I'm not really a big Marvel or DC guy. I love fantasy and sci-fi. Superheroes don't usually do it for me, but it's really good. It's stylistically, it's presented as like just a 90s like superhero kids cartoon, but then has like Mortal Kombat fight fatalities and people's heads getting ripped off.
Bloody for a cartoon.
It subverts the expectation, gets pretty bloody, but it's really good. And the cast is insane. The main cast is Steven Yeun.
Oh, yeah.
Sandra Oh and J.K. Simmons. And then Jillian Jacobs is in it. Zazie Bates is in it. Aaron Paul makes a guest appearance. Walton Goggins is in it. Like, it's just, if you can think of a big like TV star or movie star, they might have made a guest appearance on Invincible.
I do not know of anyone who is becoming, like, he's enjoying a Pedro Pascal type of moment that is Walton Goggins, a guy who's been around for decades, who is, if you look around, you're like, oh, he's kind of on everything right now, because he just works. He's on White Lotus, The Righteous Gemstones, Fallout. If they reboot Justified, which looks like they're going to do, he'll be on that as well. He's on this show. I mean, I love me some Walton Goggins. Really quick, Jim from Brookfield texted in and said he needed us to repeat the word for the contest. Jim, that word is rest. R-E-S-T, as in rest on a bed. As in, if you win the grand prize, you get a queen-size set from Verlo Mattress. See what I did there? This break into spring text to win contest is rest. That's the word. I that's the thing for me, like, I love Marvel and DC movies, and I think part of the reason why I like it is that, like, I know the level of violence I'm going to get. It's it's a PG-13 amount of violence, whereas I have not watched The Boys because I've heard it is.
I was like, so are you a fan of The Boys?
Oh, I heard it gets real graphic on that show.
It's a lot, and I watch a lot of stuff. I love like horror movies and stuff.
Yeah,
like, the gorier the better sometimes. But like, I guess because it's not a horror genre, I was like, this is a lot for me, but it's good.
Yeah.
Good show.
All right.
Very good.
Tom from LA, who just called in, said he was watching basketball and White Lotus, but haven't gotten hooked on White Lotus yet. That's a show where it's in season three. Also, Walton Goggins. That's a show that people will blow through as well.
Yeah.
So
I haven't seen the last couple episodes, and so I feel like I'm just like waiting so I can just like watch a bunch of them all at once.
That's how I feel about the last few episodes of Reacher, and people laugh at me when I tell them how much I love the show Reacher. It's just I mean, anyone can enjoy it, but I feel like I am now in that 40, I'm 47, I'm in that 45 plus group of just, I'm an old guy and I like to read books about guy punching guy. Reacher is a show where guy punch guy. Boo! I love it, you know, and justice is served Reacher style.
I mean, and that's the thing, it's like, especially now, like, The Boys is very intense. If you haven't seen it, I'm not gonna lie, I cried at the finale, not because it was some beautiful heartwarming thing, it's because I looked outside and I was like, oh my god, this is happening. Right? So it's like, be careful of the stuff that you consume, because if you are trying to rest and get some relaxation, sometimes those things don't actually do that, and they spike my anxiety, honestly. So sometimes we gotta watch things like The Kardashians or whatever. Like, I don't need to think, and just watch and be amused.
That's where I like The Residence is perfect. It's a comedy. It's a murder mystery. It's Agatha Christie for the modern age, you know, basically like one of the 98,000 shows on BritBox that deal with murder in small towns or whatever. And also, if you have Apple TV Plus, I think if you need a good purifier, just watch an episode or two of Ted Lasso. Yes, it is overly positive, but I don't think that should be a thing. I think being positive is something we can all feel. Speaking of things that shouldn't be, this shouldn't be a thing. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have another installment of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. This time it's the Keep Your Hands to Yourself edition. It's kind of weird, this one, but we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to end the show upright with Angela Lang, our co-host, Callum Budenhoff. My name is Greg Bock, sitting in for Jay Matt and Air. Matt and Air on Air is what you're listening to on the Civic Media Radio Network. Break into spring, text to win contest. Keyword until noon is rest, R-E-S-T. Don't go far.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bock, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air. She will be returning tomorrow to the big chair, and I am sitting here just hanging out with two good, good people, Calvin Butenhoff behind the boards here as always, and my special guest host, Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities, Miss Angela Lang, has been here all morning. Angela, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I always love doing this with you. Seriously.
Yeah. Same here. I mean, it's always a good time.
Yeah.
Matt Rothschild, who I often guest co-host with, he just texted me. He was like, you and Greg are doing great.
Oh, Matt Rothschild, you are a nice human being. I like you a lot. He's also very, very good, too. He's wonderful. I don't know if you saw this, but before we get into that, let's also talk about the Break into Spring Text to Win contest. The keyword is REST, R-E-S-T. You have until noon to text the word REST, R-E-S-T, through the Civic Media app. Must have the app to participate. REST is the word until noon. And then at 1 p.m. during Todd Alba's show, he will have another opportunity for you to enter. And that's going to happen four times a day for the next 2 weeks. All those entries will go in for our main prize, which is a queen bed set from Verlo Mattress. But for today, for this hour until noon, the prize is $100 cash. So once again, text that word, R-E-S-T, into the Civic Media app. And good luck. Angela, we do a thing here. You know this. We have a segment at the end of the show, part of our audio sorbet. There it is. We like to keep it light and fresh and fun. This is, of course, our favorite ending segment. You could also find us a podcast on civicmedia.us. Calvin, it's 11:53. It is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you have everything that it should not be, please send it to Jane and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. You can also send us ideas for shows, ideas for guests, ideas for stories. Contact us. Let us know how we're doing. I mean, some people love to tell us how terribly we're doing, but we still take those emails because, hey, all content is good content, someone once told me. But today's edition is the Keep Your Hands to Yourself. And here is the headline. And I feel like as a woman, Angela, this, well, as anybody, but I feel like a woman, this can really identify with a woman here. A college student launches campaign to stop Dublin statue from being groped.
It's just peak that this shouldn't have to be a thing, that we shouldn't have to actually sit down and write a nope. bill and pass a policy. And the only reason a lot of policies exist, especially, you know, and whether it's Disney World or wherever, if there's a sign or if there's a policy, it's because it's happening and people don't want it to happen. So how bad is it that someone has to launch a campaign to get it to stop? That's concerning and gross.
Well, I'll tell you, a college student is on a mission to protect an Irish statue that is frequently groped by passerbys. Pedestrians are known to get handsy with Dublin's bronze statue of the fictional Molly Malone because of her low-cut dress, as well as the urban myth that touching her will bring them good luck.
Just how we violate women's bodies, even inanimate women's bodies. Like, what?
Tourists and locals alike are frequently photographed doing such thing to the chest area of the statue, so much that the bronze, wait for it, the bronze of the statue has faded. You know, there's kissing the Blarney Stone, which I wouldn't recommend either because I don't know where that Blarney Stone's been. But hey, man, like, here's the thing. You want to believe in good luck? Good luck. Go up to her hand, rub her hand, and say,
rub her shoulders.
Rub her shoulders. Give her a hug. There's millions of ways to do this, but you don't need to put your hands. Here's the thing is, if he showed me a picture, I'd be like, really? That's the picture. That's the picture you got for me from Ireland.
Like, this is what you're proud of?
You could have brought me back a Guinness t-shirt. I'd been more happy about this than that. But yeah, I'm wishing the college student all the luck in the world. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it. But I mean, the thing is, when I pass the Fonzie statue in Milwaukee, I give it a low five. Mm-hmm. Or you know, touch my thumb to his thumbs. Hey, let's find a new way to find some good luck here and leave Molly Malone alone. So, folks, that brings us to the end of another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you to everyone who has texted, who has called, who has live streamed comment. We appreciate you. Remember, you have about 3 more minutes. Break into Spring Text to Win Contest, REST. Make sure you're doing that through the Civic Media app. That's the only way you could enter. And then Todd Alba will have one at 1 p.m. as well as 4 p.m. with Dom Salvia. Angela Lang, thank you so much for being my co-host today. Like I said before, I love hanging out with you.
Same. It was great. And it was cool to have Darren here too.
Yeah.
And, you know, friend of the show.
Friend of the show now. Darren Mass. And remember, all the information we're talking about today will be in the podcast notes, including the event tonight that he is going to be heading up, that town hall meeting. Calvin, engineers, without you, nothing works. Stay close. Don't go anywhere. We got news coming up. And then Todd Alba at noon for you. Stay cool. Stay amazing. You are wonderful. Let no one tell you differently, especially yourself. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.